Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland Music bringing us back. That's John Cougar Mellencamp. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Ted Fishman is our guest. His book is his brand spanking new book, folks. And I mean it is today is the launch day. Shock of Gray, The Aging of the World's Population. It's not just a new book. It's not just a good book. It is an important book. And every day that goes by, it's going to be more important. I've been doing this a long time. I think I know what an important book looks like because I've seen them come and go. This one's going to last, Ted. Congratulations again. In the time we have left, Ted, I want to talk about something that happened in China recently. As you know, Liu Xiaobo, the dissident who's in prison in China right now, his wife is under house arrest, received the Nobel Peace Prize only a couple of weeks ago. We've reported once before on this on my show. Didn't the Nobel Peace Prize expose the Chinese government as the unenlightened autocrats, despots that they really want to be in the way they've handled this thing? His wife may not even be able to go collect the prize for him for fear of, if she can get out, for fear of not being able to come back. What do you think?
Well, it is a tragedy, the way that the Chinese government has responded to the prize. You know, here is a university professor who has fought a lifelong battle for what's called the universal rights of the Chinese people. And there's actually some people in the Chinese leadership, including at the very, very high level, who support a version of this. But they don't want a version of it launched from outside the Communist Party. And, you know, that's the split. And the Chinese government at all costs has to say that the party is the supreme leader of the Chinese people.
Wasn't the way they handled this, Ted, a desperate situation? I mean, to me, one of my mentors once said to me, desperate men do desperate things. Wasn't this desperate men doing a desperate thing?
You know, it looks desperate to us on the outside, and it is desperate maybe for some of the leadership, but they probably look at the example of Burma, where Burma gave Aung San Suu Kyi the Nobel Prize, and they just kept her in jail, and the junta there stayed in power.
Wow.
And you know, there's precedent for this, in particularly in Asia, where you really try and humiliate or you try and set your country up against the West and use a kind of streak of nationalism in these prizes. Now, it's probably not going to work in China.
If you're a business wanting to do, if you're a business outside of China wanting to do business in China, you've got to take this into consideration, don't you?
You have to take this in consideration. You have to put it in the context of many things that are happening in China right now. You know, one small business strategy in China is to bring new things to China, but China is making the rules for your businesses, so you might lose your new things and have a fierce Chinese competitor in return.
I remember something you said here, Ted, 3 or 4 years ago. I asked you about China following the international rules of business, and you said, Jim, you said China doesn't follow rules. China makes the rules. And that was a cautionary tale for us, as far as I'm concerned, Ted. Talk to us about how this behavior with the Liu Xiaobo Peace Prize, Nobel Peace Prize thing, how does that connect to their aging population problem that they've got?
Well, the most ornery group in China is the older group. They're the ones who've been excluded most from the economic miracle.
My children say that about me.
Well, they're very ornery, and there's hundreds of protests a month in China over people who are disenfranchised. They have their property taken. They have their farms taken. They aren't allowed to come into the cities for one reason or another, and these are almost always the older generation.
Wow.
Whenever you see vast discrimination in a country where you split one group from another, and in China it's the split between young and old, there is some institutional support for some kind of core discrimination going on.
There's no true liberty, is there?
It's very hard to find full expression of yourself and get full value of yourself if you're an older person in China. And I should say that retirement in some Chinese industries begins as young as 45.
Wow.
And people, and if you poll older people in China at 50, they say they feel old and they don't like it. You poll Americans at 50 and they say they feel like they're 35 and they like it
much. Absolutely. Hey, Ted, I got to wrap it up. This has been fascinating. You and I are going to be talking about this issue. There's so much information in this book that we'll be able to tie directly to small business plans and our future scenarios in the marketplace nationally and globally. The book is called Shock of Gray. It's available wherever books are sold. TedCFishman.com is his website where you can find out more. Ted, congratulations. Thank you. And good luck with the launch.
Thank you, Jim. I look forward to our conversations to come.
Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.